Hey, Mama. So whether you're a coach or a service provider, at some point in your mompreneur journey, you are going to find yourself trading time for money. And when that happens, you will reach your capacity for one-on-one clients and you're going to feel stuck. And so you want to bring in more income, but the reality is that you cannot take on more one-on-one clients. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Specifically, I'm going to be sharing three shifts you can make when you find yourself at max capacity for one-on-one clients. So that way your income isn't capped and you aren't staying in this cycle of trading time for money. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. So early on in my mompreneur journey, I found myself in this cycle of literally trading time for money. And this was specifically when I was doing the podcast production side of my business. And it was more so with monthly management clients and with podcast launch clients. And I was really, like, when it came to the launches, I was capped. I would get inquiries and I would honestly get so stressed out just thinking about everything I would have to do to support clients with launching their podcast. And so I found myself just like stressed out, worried, burnt out, just thinking about it, not even necessarily, you know, moving forward with working with a client, not even reaching that point yet. But I knew that I had to do something different. I needed to shift things so that way I wasn't having to trade more of my time in order to still hit my income goals. And a big part of why I was feeling like this was because I was a, you know, mom of two little ones, and my daughter, she had started walking at that time. She was much more active. And so it wasn't just my son being active. I had my daughter too. And during that season, my daughter, you know, we ended up taking her out of the infant center that she was in. It wasn't a good fit anymore. And so I had her home with me full time. And then several months later, ended up taking my son out of the preschool side of that center. And so having both kids home with me full time, I couldn't realistically do as many launches as I would like to in order to hit my income goals. And I just, like I said, I found myself in this cycle of, you know, trying to get these launches done, but feeling so stressed, so on edge, so burnt out, you know, trying to, you know, execute the launches the way that I had envisioned them, you know, the way, like, supporting my clients the way that I wanted to support them. And I really found myself becoming resentful about my business. I found myself just so unhappy. And it wasn't the clients or anything like that. It was just the reality was that I was at max capacity. I couldn't keep up with how I was doing things. Now, yes, I could have, you know, brought on a team member or different things like that, but I wasn't at that point in my business where I wanted to take on a team member. It was just would have been another thing. But also too, just financially, you know, full transparency, I wasn't there yet. You know, I wasn't able to invest in the quality of support that I would have liked with my business, especially When it comes to the audio editing, I'm very specific about how I want it done and everything like that. And so it wasn't a reality for me at that time. And so I had to look at how can I shift this? You know, I still want to be able to support moms with launching their podcast and making it, you know, the strategic part of their business, this part of their marketing and their lead generation, but I can't do it for them. I can't handle all of the behind the scenes for them, at least not at this current season in my life. And so that is when I came up with the idea for doing the Get It Done Week, the 7-day pod launch Get It Done Week. And I basically took my entire VIP podcast launch and I broke it down over like different tasks to complete over the course of 7 days to not just launch your podcast, but to do it strategically, do it in a way that it actually connects to your business. It's going to serve as this powerful part of your marketing strategy where you are bringing in new leads weekly and nurturing these leads and converting them into your paid offers and programs. And so I essentially took that whole VIP podcast launch and transformed it into a done with you service. And just so you guys know, the next round of the Get It Done Week is going to be happening in April. We start on April 22nd. Right now, the waitlist is open. There are only 10 spots for the Get It Done Week. And there's already 6 people on the waitlist. And this is at the time of this recording. So if you've been thinking about launching a podcast, but maybe you do not want to invest in a done for you, or maybe you're just not at that point yet, and that is totally okay, but you are ready to add a podcast to your business, join me for the Get It Done Week. In 7 days, we will launch your podcast and you're going to get that strategy piece behind it. You're not just going to be adding this other thing to your plate. This is going to be a major part of your marketing strategy. And so hop on the waitlist. There are some exclusive bonuses for the mamas who get on the waitlist. So you can head on over to mamaturmopreneur.com/get-it-done-waitlist. This will be linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. So I had to get that plug in. But I decided to really, you know, take my VIP podcast launch and turn it into this done with you service. Now I'll be diving a little bit into more with like what a done with you service is, what that looks like a little bit later. But this created a way for me to still support mamas with launching their podcast. But I am now able to focus on the part that lights me up, that I enjoy the most and doesn't require more of my time and energy. And that is supporting the mamas with strategy and coaching, really helping them to connect their podcast to their business to make sure that their messaging is coming through their podcast, you know, that clarity that they are speaking to that one person, their ideal client through their podcast content, but also helping them work through some of that mindset drama that happens when launching a podcast. Putting your voice out there into the world where anybody can find this content, that can be scary. That can be like, oh my gosh, like people are actually going to listen to me. And so there's a lot of mindset stuff that comes up when you are launching a podcast. And so I'm able to support them with all of that, you know, also helping the mamas not get stuck on a specific step in the launch process. That was one of the things that one of the ladies who joined me for the first round of the Get It Done Week, she said she really appreciated having me there to help her continue to move forward and not get stuck on the minute details, on trying to make it perfect, but really just taking that imperfect action and getting her podcast out there, you know, doing all the things she needs to do so that she could launch it. And so I'm now able to do that. And so maybe you've reached a similar point in your business. You know, you're feeling burnt out and you are drowning in the amount of client work that you're doing. And you want to get back to enjoying your business instead of constantly playing catch up on client work. Constantly, you know, any free pockets of time that you have doing client work, working in your business and everything. And so know that you aren't alone, and that every business owner experiences this at some point in their journey. I promise you, even those who are the 6- and 7-figure business owners, early on in their journey, they reach this point. And so that's when you have to start making these shifts. And so here are some shifts that you can make to stop trading time for money. So I did mention earlier, you know, about I was being told that I could hire, you know, start outsourcing certain aspects of my podcast launch process. And I just want to touch on that here. Like, you can totally do that. If you have the budget for that, you can definitely, you know, hire support. But for me, I knew that based on my current season of life, I wasn't ready to go in that direction. And I really don't have a desire to go into like the agency model style of a business. And so for me, it was just something I was like, no, that's not for me right now. But if that is something that you desire, that is definitely, that will totally help you get out of this cycle of trading time for money. But that's not one of the ways that I'm going to be highlighting right now, but I did want to touch on it because it is a viable way to do it. But one of the things, and you guys probably have heard this before, is increase your prices. That is the reality, that you do need to consider increasing your prices, because if you are having to serve, you know, a bunch of clients that you realistically don't have the capacity to serve, just in order to hit your income goals, just to bring in the money that you need to bring in to take care of yourself, to take care of your family, pay your business expenses, then it may be time to look at, okay, I think I need to increase my prices. But there are some things that I do want you to consider when it comes to increasing your prices. You know, there's a lot of talk in the online space about how things are shifting, how, you know, buyers are really being intentional about what they're investing in. They're really considering all things. And so we're going to talk about some of those things. But the main pro with increasing your prices is that it allows you to hit your income goals without having to take on more clients that you can't realistically handle. You know, it allows you to keep your client load lower, but still hit those income goals. But the thing is that when it comes to increasing your prices, you're going to have to shift basically who you're serving, in the sense that it is going to be a new level of clientele, so to speak. Now, this isn't to say anything about the people you're currently serving, but when you increase your prices, you need to be attracting those people who are ready to invest, who are at that point in their life or business where they can invest that amount. And so that means that you're going to have this shift in your messaging. You're going to have to call in those best fit people, those people who they are able to invest, they're ready to invest, they are at that point where it's like, yes, I need this. So that is something that you are going to have to take some time and work on, because the reality is that you're not going to be able to use the same messaging, because you're going to continue to call in those other people that you were serving at a lower rate. And they're going to be telling you, I can't afford that. You're going to have to really get clear on who you're serving and who is ideal for this offer, who is at this point in their business or life where they can invest that amount. And now, yes, you do have the option of doing payment plans and stuff, but even with that, you still want to make sure that it's someone who's going to be able to commit to that monthly payment and be able to pay, you know, the full amount. So that's one of the things you really want to consider. Another thing is that you are going to have to elevate your client experience to ensure that you are offering services that match the investment. Now, this isn't to say that you have a horrible client experience or different things like that, but you want to provide the level of service that matches the price tag. So really looking at, are there things that you need to shift in your client process? Are there, you know, added things like added deliverables or other ways that you can elevate the experience? So to kind of give you an example, I'm currently in the process of having my website redone. And I am working with the amazing Tina Henson. I'm going to tag her include her Instagram in the show notes and her website. But she has an amazing process. And not just that, when it's your week for your website week, she sends you a $25 Starbucks gift card or to whatever coffee place you like. So literally you can buy yourself a coffee a day during your week with her. That is elevating the experience. But also, she keeps you abreast on everything. Like, she checks in with you every day. She gives you updates. And even the system in which we communicate, where I can't think of the program right now, but basically she uploads screenshots of each page of the website where I can go in and leave notes about things to change, leave the same, different things like that. It's an elevated experience, but also she puts a lot of thought behind it. She brings in the SEO piece. She also brings in, making sure that how the website is set up, it's going to convert. It's going to drive people to certain places. And so that's what I'm talking about with elevating that experience, right? It's making sure that, okay, what can I do to take my offer to the next level? What can I do to provide an even, better experience? So even like, I'll use myself as an example. One of the things that I do, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback on my clients on, is that anytime they send me something they want me to give them feedback on, whether it's their offers, whether it's their messaging, their content, or whatever, I record a Loom video going through each piece and, pointing out specifically what I'm talking about and providing, a detailed response. And that is so helpful for them. They're able to not only just hear what I'm saying, but they're able to visually see what I'm talking about, and they're able to refer back to the video. So as they're going in and making these changes, they can easily refer back to it. That's creating an elevated experience. That's going an extra mile for your clients. So that's what I'm talking about, elevating that client experience to ensure that you are offering services that match the price tag, that match the investment. And then the last thing is that you are going to have to elevate your mindset. There is a lot of mindset drama that comes with raising prices. And you have to know and believe that your services are worth that investment. If you don't believe it, then the people you are promoting your offers to and you're selling to, they aren't going to believe it either. So you have to know, and you have to have like that confidence that, okay, this is what it's worth, taking in consideration the time that you're putting in, the software and programs that you're using. Like, there's so many things that go into pricing, and I have an episode on pricing, and I'll include that. I don't know why I keep saying tagging, but I will include that in the show notes. But you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, then you're not going to be able to sell, your offer at that new price. Okay, so that's one of the first shifts that you can make. And then the other shift that you can make, it's two, but it relates to diversifying your offer. So earlier how I was talking about, the done with you services, and this kind of the done with you and the DIY, I kind of lumped it together, but it's basically taking your done for you service and basically either turning it into a done with you or a do it yourself offer. And so I gave the example of the Get It Done Week, that being a done with you service. And so, like I said, it has allowed me to support more women at once with launching their podcast without me having to trade more time for money. It's like, I'm able to support these amazing women, but I'm not having to do a lot of the technical work. I did all of the work up front by setting up, they have certain video modules that they go through, but they also get that coaching support in the private community that goes along with the Get It Done Week. So it takes a lot of that pressure off of me. But if you don't even want to do that, if you want to completely remove yourself from the equation, that's when you're going to, convert your done for you service into a do it yourself type of thing. So that's creating a course or templates, something that's going to allow them to still, get support in the area that they need to get support in, but without you having to be present for it. So that is something else you can do. And then the third way is taking your, you know, done for you or your one-on-one service and making it a one-to-many. So this looks like creating a group coaching program or a membership. So this is allowing you to serve more people at once. And so again, you're not in that cycle of trading time for money. You're not feeling that burnout because you're able to serve more people at once. And so these are the shifts that you have to start making and start considering. Now, do you have to do all three of these shifts? You don't. Like, if you're comfortable with your pricing and you realize that there are some other ways you can shift your services, then do that. But when you reach that point where you are just like, I am at max capacity, but I need to bring in more income, you need to start looking at, okay, what can I shift? Is it time to raise my prices? Or, you know, can I diversify my offers? Can I take this one-on-one service and make it either a done with you or a DIY service? You know, looking at the shifts that you can make so that way you can get that pressure off yourself so you don't lock yourself in the situation where you can't, you know, reach that next milestone in your monthly income. And so you have to take the time and really reflect and be willing to try some different things. You know, doing a group program can be uncomfortable if you've never done it before. You know, launching a membership, that can be uncomfortable. Even, I will be honest, when I launched my Get It Done week and I led the first round, I was so nervous. I was like, what if they think this is horrible? What if they think all of these things? And I had to coach myself. I had to know that, you know what, I supported so many women with launching their podcasts, and each of them had an amazing experience. And so I'm taking that one-on-one service, and I have turned it into this done with you service. And so these women are still getting the same expertise. They're still getting the same level of support. It just looks different. So that, like I said, it can feel uncomfortable. It can feel like, oh my gosh, is this going to work? But you won't know until you try, right? And so I want to challenge you, like, if you are at that point where you cannot take on more, where you are like, I'm stuck. I have to do something different. If not, I'm not going to be able to hit this next milestone in my business, then take some time to stop and reflect and look at what you can do, whether that's increasing your prices, whether that's diversifying your offers and turning them into a done with you, a do it yourself, or doing like a group program. But really take that time to reflect. So that is it for this episode. As a reminder, the waitlist for the next round of the Get It Done week is open. We get started on April 22nd. There are only 10 spots available. So once the spots are gone, that is it for, you know, the next round, and you'll have to wait until the Q3 one. But if you want to hop on the waitlist so that you can get access to exclusive bonuses, head on over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/get-it-done-waitlist. Again, this is linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.